How is your new year going so far? I hope that the past 24 days has been really good to you, that you've started the new year off strong. And if you haven't, trust me, this episode is for you. I too have not started the new year off strong. The past 24 days has not been the best. And that's okay. I wanted to personally come on here and say that it's wonderful if things have been going well and you've been working out and just knocking off that New Year's resolution and just doing everything that you set out to do for the new year. I'm so proud of you and I want you to keep going. And I want you to know that if you created a list of things to do and it didn't get started on January 1st, you're okay. You're okay. And it's okay that it's January the 24th at this point, and you might have or might have not started on that list. I just want us to spend some time forgiving ourselves and loving on ourselves a little bit more. I think sometimes we get so consumed in these to-do lists or expectations, and the minute that we miss that deadline, we beat up on ourselves. And I say we, and I'm really talking to myself right now, literally talking to myself right now. I really want myself, but anybody else who struggles with this, to hear me clearly. It is okay if we have not gotten started on that to-do list. I have a calendar that I'm looking at right now that I literally mapped out what I wanted to do each day as far as business related stuff, but things for personal things for myself too, type of workouts I wanted to do. And I'll be honest with you, the year got started and I probably completed 3 of those days so far. At the very beginning of the year, I don't know what it is. Like, I just woke up one day burnt out from the pandemic, burnt out from work, burnt out from trying to run a business, burnt out from family, burnt out in every aspect. And it left me not only drained, but in a dark place. And the thing about being in, deep into your feelings is you start to believe some of the things that your mind is telling you. So during that time, I'm feeling like I'm a terrible business owner. I suck. I need to give that up. I'm doing a terrible job at my own personal job because I can't seem to work at the capacity that I'm used to. I'm a terrible partner. Like, many a days Pri has came home to no food, I'm a terrible friend because I can't pick up the phone and tell friends what's going on because I don't want to bother them and they probably hate me anyways. Like, all these crazy thoughts that I rationalized in my head because I was in such a dark place. And so as I start to come out of that and get back to a healthier place, I just want to speak on some things that I want to start to remind myself throughout the rest of this journey. One, it is so okay not to be okay. Two, when you're anxious, ask yourself why. I think a lot of times I get anxious and I just sit with those anxious thoughts. I don't necessarily wonder why. I just let them take me everywhere that they're going to take me. And when you have an honest conversation with yourself about why you're feeling so anxious, you start to be able to just kind of process your thoughts better and find that you get out of that funk a lot quicker than if you just sit in it, you know? So I've been working on that. Another thing that I really wanted to remind myself of is that if I don't believe in myself, how can I expect other people to believe in me? I have to believe and want all of these goals that I have hella more than anybody else on this planet. And that's not to say that you can't lean on people. That's not to say that you shouldn't depend on your family and friends for support, by all means. But you have to believe in it, because there's going to be so many days that there are things that you want to do. And it doesn't have to be a business, just things that you're interested in doing, that other people, you're looking for a certain type of support that other people might not provide for whatever reason. And you can't solely depend on that, because at the end of the day, whatever that thing is that you want to do, you have to get up and get it done. You can't depend on others clapping for you to help you get that done. And I've struggled with that, especially since I've started a business. We live in a day of time of like likes and follows and all this other stuff. And I focus in on everything. Anything that I post that like is business related, I'm like, oh, it didn't get that much likes, or I didn't get a lot of follows this week, or whatever the case may be. And though that goes into growing a business in this day and time, that's not everything. I can't allow, you know, a few likes on a picture to break me down, to crumble me. And I had saw this post a while back and it really spoke to me. It said, I'm like going to shorten it a little bit, but it said, basically, you've known yourself the longest and you crumble at the words of what someone else says about you. I don't want people to no longer make or break me, right? I want to be able to make myself. I have to make myself stand strong. So that when people or things aren't there, I'm okay and I'm just fine. And I touch on that a little bit because even outside of my business, I've just felt alone. We moved out to Texas in July. That has been a transition that I spoke on a little bit. And we don't have any family out here. Not that many friends. I'm not going to say we don't have friends, because we do have people, but you know, we're new to the area, so we don't know tons of people. So a lot of times I'm spending a lot of time by myself, especially working from home. Pre-coaching football, he's away from home for quite some time. So I spend a lot of time by myself and it makes me feel homesick in a way. And I'm not homesick for North Carolina, by all means. I'm homesick for interaction. Like, my friends are really my family. So I'm homesick for just laughing around and goofing around with my friends, and getting to see my family. Like, and I know that those are natural thoughts and that's okay. It's okay to still be adjusting. And then we're in the middle of a pandemic. So, and I work from home, so I don't really see myself being so out there and making all these friends and everything else. And that's okay. Those are rational feelings, but that's not, I shouldn't fall into this like deep, dark depression because of that. And let me say this. I said shouldn't, and I want to reframe that thought too. I don't have to fall into deep, dark depression because of that. I can recognize that emotion that I'm feeling. I can recognize the reality for what it is, and I can keep going forward. Truthfully, I'm in a really nice area to where I can basically go and do anything that COVID doesn't prevent me from doing. But I really have the opportunity to go and explore and see, this area is still completely new to us, with or without someone there. And I think that this year, I started off with so many goals for myself, and I have a vision of who I want to be by the end of the year. And no doubt that I'll get there, but I do believe in telling God or telling the universe, whoever your higher power is, your plans, and then them laughing and then them telling you what their plans is going to be, and life going that way. And right now, I believe that I'm purposely in a season of isolation. This is where I'm going to find myself. This is where I'm going to grow. This is where I'm really, really going to get to the nitty gritty of self-care. And I'm going to learn that self-care is so much more than my favorite bottle of wine, a nice face mask, and a hot shower. That is one version of self-care, and I welcome all of us to indulge in that more often. We need those moments, but self-care is also very messy. Self-care is that darkness that I was talking about. Self-care is weeks. We're entering the last week of January. Self-care is weeks of not feeling like yourself, days of no shower. Like sometimes we classify that as, okay, so that's something negative. So it's depression or it's anxiety or whatever. And it's not that it's not necessarily those things. It's more so I always see it as a cry for help. And I think sometimes it's your body crying out to you to help it, you know? So I think I'm in a season of isolation, and at first, scary, not gonna lie, scary, because I think I struggle with some form of codependency, but I'll talk about that in therapy one day. But I am excited to see where this is going to take me. I know that it's a journey, and God has held my hands through worse. You know, the fact that I'm feeling like this, and I'm in the time of my life. Like I'm really in my prime season. Like I'll be 25 this year. I've started a business. I work for a good, you know, I have a good job. I have somebody who loves me endlessly. I have amazing friends who bring me blessings every single day. I have an amazing family. Our support for each other, our love for each other is growing. It's so much different than what it was maybe even a year ago. Like I have so much to be thankful for, to be blessed, to be excited for. And so I'm just no longer going to allow that dark feeling to rule me. I won't say that it won't come up again. I'm human, right? Like you guys are going to hear in a while, I'm sure. Everything sucks again. Like I'm human. So I'm sure that it'll come up, but I'll learn to deal with it better next time. I'll learn not to, it will definitely not be weeks again. That was kind of weird for me because I do find myself in like little funks here and there. They could last for anywhere between like an hour on into maybe like a day or two, but weeks, that was weird for me to deal with a consistent feeling of worthlessness, of just darkness. And so next go round, when those emotions come up, I'll know what to do with them. Life, I really believe that life will keep teaching you the same lesson, and that lesson will put on a different dress each time. It'll look different, and it's the same person. It's the same lesson, right? Each and every time. And my whole life, I have had to learn about enjoying my own company, being okay with myself. I think, to be completely transparent, when I'm by myself, it's worrisome. I am afraid of myself. Like I'm afraid of where my head will go, the thoughts I'll have. I depend on being around other people, talking to other people to keep me in a positive mindset or to keep me distracted. I'm no longer allowed to be distracted. I am gonna have to face these problems head on and figure them out and call them what they are. And that's fine. And I'm happy to do it now because I talked to my mom about this issue and she shared something with me, woman to woman, that really opened my eyes. She said, "You don't want to be my age. You don't want to be my age and wake up and realize that that same little insecure girl lives inside of you. You have the ability to figure it out now. You have the ability to do it before you have kids, before you become a wife, before you fully get immersed in all these different titles that kind of put you on the back burner. You figure out how to put yourself first and foremost and figuring out what you need. And why is it so hard to say no to other people, but it's easy to say no to ourselves? We say no all the time. I know for example, going to the store, if I see something I like, no, I don't need to get that. But I'll blow the money on something else, especially if like someone needed something, I would spend that money on them before I spend it on myself. Or it's hard to say no that to somebody that might be depending on you for something, but you say no to yourself when yourself is depending on you to show up, right? And so that's what I'll say. As we're wrapping up this month, we're heading into February, which, by the way, is when my new year will start. I just want to say it's so okay to not be okay. It's okay to continue to set boundaries for yourself. It's okay to say yes to yourself more often. Quit neglecting those voices, the needs that your body is requesting, because that then turns into anxiety. And when you don't speak on it or question it for what it is, you'll find yourself days, weeks, months, years dealing with this irritation towards life, this sadness towards life, that really you have the ability to choose something else. And so I just wanted to share that little snippet with you guys, update you on where I'm at with life right now and where I'm headed. I'm hoping that next time we talk, things are even better, but I'm excited. Life is looking up again. I'm feeling like myself again. So if you're listening, just know that your better days right around the corner. If you have been doing well and you're feeling a lot better than maybe you were just last year, celebrate that too. I want nothing but the best for everybody. As always, I love you guys. Thanks for listening.